It's episode 2 of the Crossover Podcast, your 465th stop for all superhero movie news. I'm your host, Doug.
And I'm Matt. Oh, and this week we're going to be talking about, we have casting news. We have some Captain Marvel news and also some Wonder Woman news. We're going to be talking about X-Men, Age of Apocalypse, and finally some talk about Civil War and some TV news.
You can reach us at thecrossoverpodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook or YouTube and subscribe or like or whatever the hell it's called on Facebook.
High five.
High five. Yes. We're working out the kinks, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. But thanks to our listener, Jim McCann, for teaching us how to take out the noise, if the noise on the thing, because the new one, the new version of episode one sounds great.
It got noise canceled.
Yes. It was, yes. That was very clever.
Thank you.
I can see why you're a writer.
Yes.
So this is episode 2 of the Crossover Podcast. If you listen to the Hodgepodge Podcast, you're going to be disappointed this week. Because my Norton's antivirus was deleting the Phantom Menace podcast as we were recording it. So, you'll be getting that later, folks. I shut it off for this one, so it's great.
Yeah. Where should we start?
What do you want to talk about first? I'm sure you're itching to discuss Zack Snyder's comments about Ant-Man.
I had actually forgotten all about it until you brought this up. But now that you've said something. So this actually springs from something that we discussed last time, which was senile Steven Spielberg saying that...
Wow.
that the comic book movie genre was going to die out and go the way of the Western.
Yes.
So a lot of people have been asked about it this week.
Including Zack Snyder, who has a vested interest.
Right. And so, his response was that, yeah, Spielberg may be right.
Right.
Which, you know, he's making a comic book movie, and he's like, yeah, you know, he might be right. And then he's like, no, what I'm doing will transcend...
That's not what he said.
What did he say?
That's not what he said.
He said, what I'm doing here is going to transcend the superhero genre.
That's not what he said.
And he's like, we're not going to do some flavor of the week like Ant-Man.
That's not what he said.
That's almost exactly
what he said.
That's not what he said. What did he say in your mind?
He said, he didn't say that the movie that he was doing was going to transcend it. He basically said that as long as, you know, the directors keep stuff different and don't turn out the same thing over and over and over again. And then they asked him something else, I think. And then he was talking about Batman and Superman as characters. And he said they as characters transcend the whole superhero movie thing because of their iconic status. The closest thing he didn't say this, but this is what I said. The closest thing you can get to with Marvel, I would say, is Spider-Man, probably. Maybe Hulk. Captain America, maybe. But Captain America is mainly because he wears the American flag, so you know who he is.
Yeah.
We're talking like you can go anywhere in the world. You show somebody a picture of Superman, they're going to know who Superman is. You show them a picture of Wolverine, maybe not so much. So he said the flavor of the week, Ant-Man. He said, you know, he's like not, you know, he wasn't knocking on the movie so much as he was knocking on the character. He was knocking on the character being like, it's Ant-Man, and then there's this guy, man, and that guy, man, and this guy. You know, he's like Batman and Superman are, you know, kind of like up here as far as like people, you know, knowing like.
So Batman, Superman,
right? But it's because
from Ant-Man, Blank Man.
Yeah, it's very different because I mean, you know, Batman. He's speaking more about how people know them. You know, like in the world. You know, people know. Not everybody knows. And you know, people were saying the same thing before Ant-Man came out. You know, they're like people were like, is this movie can make any money because nobody.
Well, they were saying that about Iron Man too.
No, that's true. But I mean, but people were like nobody knows who Ant-Man is. Like nobody. They were like, this is a big risk for them. Because like, when you hear it, Ant-Man, you're like, they even say it in the movie. Ant-Man, yeah. I know, it's stupid.
Yeah. So they make fun of the name because it's dumb. But
so he's saying, I mean, you know, I mean, you're not going to tell me that Ant-Man is on the level with Batman and Superman.
No, but I don't, you know, I would take your point if he hadn't done something like this before, where he likes to take these little pot shots at Marvel whenever given the opportunity. And he likes to say like, oh no, we're doing something completely different. Which good, that's good. I'm glad that DC is doing something different than Marvel. They should not be trying to copy.
Right, no. Nor could they, because even if you did Superman the way people want it to be done, it still wouldn't be like a Marvel movie. You could do Superman, I guess, lighter than Batman or lighter than Man of Steel was, but it still wouldn't be a Marvel movie. Because Superman's not like a jokester. He's not like, you know, he's a... Superman's not like, you know...
No, he's not, you know, the life of the party, that guy.
He's not.
Yeah, really, who is?
Making it darker actually makes Superman more interesting, I think, but that's me.
Yeah, well, making him vulnerable would help. You know, but...
Well, Jesse Eisenberg's going to take care of that in this one, I think.
Yeah, we'll see.
With Kryptonite.
With Kryptonite, yeah. The introduction of Kryptonite.
But, I mean, he probably said it the wrong way, but I understand what he's saying. It's like, you know, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, those characters are like, everybody knows who they are.
Does everybody know who Wonder Woman is now?
I think so. I think so.
I would agree with you, if, like, late 70s, early 80s, that time period, whenever Linda Carter was doing her thing. But DC just kind of let her wither on the vine for a long time. No movies, no TV shows.
Well, no, that's true. I mean, there's no... Well, she was on the Justice League, and she's been in the movie, the animated stuff. But, yeah.
But as far as, like, big Hollywood, like, Hollywood productions, or even just, you know, small screen productions, nothing. Nowhere to be seen. So, at this point, I don't know that she's on the same level as Batman and Superman.
I think she's probably just a step below them. Because she... Because, I mean... She's one of those characters that I think people just know. It's just, she's so much in the public consciousness. You know, Wonder Woman. You know, people. You know, she's like the first female superhero and all that stuff, and people know Wonder Woman. Is. Yeah. And like I said, with Marvel, the closest thing I would say is probably Spider-Man. Like, you could show anybody anything in Spider-Man, and Iron Man is up there now because of the movies. But I'm just talking like as far as just like brand recognition. You know, Spider-Man is like the gold standard, which Marvel proved by, you know, making a deal with Sony to get him back. You know, they wanted him back because he's their flagship character.
Yeah,
just like Batman and Superman are DC Comics' flagship characters. Yeah, so.
And I would say Batman almost, like, I think Batman is now on a different level than Superman.
Yeah, to a degree.
Yeah. Superman, Man of Steel was good. I don't think it was the giant hit they wanted.
No, of course not. But see, the problem with that is, too, is that that's the Avengers' fault. Because the Avengers, and the Dark Knight to a degree, the Avengers was so successful that now that's what they expect for everything. Mm-hmm. That's what they all expect for everything. Superman's going to make $1 billion. I'm like, there's no way Superman was going to make $1 billion anyway, because the Dark Knight made just over $1 billion. And yeah. That's Batman. And Batman, people like Batman better than they like Superman. Batman's a more interesting character.
Yeah.
You know, so I wasn't... Yeah, but still, I mean, Man of Steel did what, $700 million worldwide? It's like, oh, boo hoo, and your cornflakes. You know, it's like, yeah, come on.
Yeah, I don't think it was like a dud.
No, right? It wasn't
financially. I know they spent more, both on marketing and just in the movie in general.
Than
a lot of the Marvel movies, but it still did way more than break even. So
yeah.
It did enough to earn a sequel, which maybe one day it'll get.
Yeah, because technically this movie that's coming out next year is technically not a sequel to Man of Steel. Yeah. People online are like, yes, it's really not. It's not. Really not. This is more...
It's like a Justice League prequel.
Yeah, it's more like a prequel to Justice League, but yet we don't know what's going to happen.
Hey! Yeah, that we talked about on the deleted podcast for Hodgepodge Podcast.
Shut up!
That you'll never get to hear until next week.
Yeah, you'll hear it eventually.
Yeah. Okay, what else we got?
Jessica Jones.
Yeah, the trailer.
Yeah, the quote-unquote trailer.
Yeah. they released a really nice watercolor painting with Jessica Jones' logo on it.
What's interesting about that, though, is that does harken to the art style of the comic book Alias.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very much like...
It was really cool-looking art. Yeah. It tells me nothing about what that show
is. No, and that's what's surprising, because that's something I would have thought that they would have released, like, 2 months ago. Yeah. Now we're, because they announced the premiere date is going to be November 20th.
November 20th.
Now we're just over, barely over 2 months away, and you're not going to show me any footage? It's like, come on. It's like, you got to show something. But I think what they're waiting for is they're waiting for New York Comic Con, which will be exactly a month before.
They are, because I know they're going to talk about, they're going to talk about Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. They're going to talk about Peggy Carter, Agent Carter.
My girlfriend.
Might be mine.
She's my girlfriend.
We'll talk about that. And then
I thought you liked Lady Sif. Are you mad because you got all those tattoos and she's on that show on NBC now?
Maybe. No. And they're also going to, I think they said they're going to debut an episode of season four of S.H.I.E.L.D. Or three. Season four of Arrow, season three of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
I think they're going to debut like the first episode, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to have some presence at New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
And when is that? October?
That's the weekend of my birthday.
Oh, there we go.
It's the 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Oh, I thought you were trying to remember when your birthday was.
No. I'm just trying to figure out when the days are.
Yeah.
oh, no, I'm sorry. So, no, it would be the 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Okay.
It's 9th, 10th, and 11th in New York.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get some footage then.
I asked Dirty A if you actually... I asked him if he's reconsidering. He's going out of town that weekend. I said, are you reconsidering? Because they are going to show the first episode of the X-Files reboot. And he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, that's right. Now you're rethinking it, aren't you? Now you want to go. You want to go back to New York.
Are they showing it there? Are they releasing it?
No, they're showing it there. They're showing it, and that's like 3 months before it premieres.
Yeah.
Because it premieres in January, I think, the X-Files. Guardians 2, there was a little bit of talk about that this week. Just real stuff that James Gunn has basically said before. But I saw it. It was on the Nerdist. And they were talking about how there might be like, maybe like one new character, and it's basically like he said he's basically going to focus on the core cast. He's not going to really expand. It's not going to be like Avengers.
He's 2, talked about that before, yeah.
Where they built out all these new people, but
he keeps teasing that character. He's like, I'm only adding one new character, but it's like my favorite character from the comics.
Yeah, they're talking like it could be what's that guy, Bugman?
Bugman?
No, it's not Bugman. He's like a bug. He's like.
You talking about Mantis?
No. Is it that his name? I don't know. He's in the Guardians. Girl. No. This wasn't a girl. It was an actual like bug, and he's like a part of the Guardians in some iterations in the comic book. And they said he was actually going to be in the first one, but they had to cut him.
Okay.
They said it could be him. It could be Drax's daughter. Mm. Her name's Moonbeam or something like that. I forget what her name is. I don't know the Guardians of the Galaxy people.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Who does?
Nobody. Yeah. Then they're like, it could be Adam Warlock.
That's who I thought it was going to be.
Which is people would think.
I think it was either going to be, is it Mantis? Is that what I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
Or Warlock. Warlock would make sense, but I don't know. He might be the villain.
Really? Oh, because he does have that dark personality too, yeah. Right? Yeah.
The Magus Magus.
Yeah, yeah. And then maybe they'll pull what they were supposed to do with the Vision, where he's bad and he turns good. Maybe.
Yeah.
So that's what...
Because he's supposed to have the Soul Gem.
Right, yeah. Right. Because I saw it on the Nerdist. They were recapping it. Mm-hmm. Jessica Chobot. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing at New York Comic Con, they'll also, since Marvel can be, they'll also be talking about the S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff that ABC canceled and then finally greenlit. I forget what it's called, but it's Mockingbird and her...
her
dude.
Ex.
Yeah, her ex.
Yeah, the British guy.
Yeah, was he Australian?
I don't know.
Whatever. But what's her face will be in it. Adrienne Pilecki, she'll be in it. So she
that's gets, good.
She gets to keep her job.
Yeah.
So that's good because I liked her as Mockingbird in the last season.
She yeah, I liked good. I liked her a lot as Bobby.
Yeah. So I'm sure they'll be talking about that a little bit. I'm guessing that'll go up against the Champions of Tomorrow.
Legends of
Tomorrow. I keep calling Champions of Tomorrow. I'll get the name right eventually.
One of these days.
I don't care.
Speaking of S.H.I.E.L.D., there were. The producers were talking this week about the upcoming season.
Right.
Apparently, the Secret Warriors thing, they said is going to be a slow burn. So, looks like we're going to have that storyline throughout the season. To get Coulson's Secret Avengers, which is going to be Coulson, Daisy, Quake.
Right.
This guy, who now has the name Sparkplug.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Does he have a son named Spike, and then they're going to find the Transformers, and then be friends with the Transformers?
Yes. We're finally going to get the Spike we all wanted from Transformers. And who else? I don't know who else is going to be on the Secret Warriors team. I thought Mockingbird was maybe going to be on it, but...
Maybe she is.
Maybe. I don't know. But then they were teasing the rest of the Inhumans, and they pointed out something which was...
Black Bolt or nothing.
Medusa or don't put her on. No, they pointed out a what I think is a valid criticism of last season, which is that you have something called the Inhumans, and yet every one of them was like a good-looking human being.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah. Well, their argument was that you could say that about her mother, the chick from, I forget the actress's name. The girl from Dollhouse. You could say that about her. But the rest of the people that were in that village were, like, not... They hadn't gone through the mist yet. So they were not... But the same thing happened to... What's-her-face? To Skye.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But then again, if you think about it with the Inhumans, you know, if you look at, if you think of the core Inhumans, there's like a couple that look weird, but Black Bolt looks fine. He looks normal. Yeah. Medusa, it looks fine.
She just has a lot of hair.
She just has a lot of hair. And, yeah. You know, I mean, so, you know, they all, Crystal, you know, she's fine. I mean, hell, didn't Johnny Storm marry her in the comic books?
No, it was Quicksilver, wasn't it?
It was Quicksilver.
Yeah.
She joined the Fantastic Four. That's, I think she did hook up with Johnny Storm, though, in the 80s.
Okay.
It was a crazy time.
It was, yeah.
The Thing, he went mutated again, and then...
Oh.
And then Sharon, the Miss Marvel at the time, I guess.
Hmm.
Sharon, what's-her-face, she turned into Miss Thing.
Miss Thing?
Well, no, Miss Thing. She turned into like the Thing.
Oh, Miss Thing. Okay,
yeah, they got hit with cosmic rays again.
Ah.
And then the Thing got, he got, the his rocks became like jagged. And then she became like the, she looked like the original Thing.
Okay.
It was weird. It was weird.
That probably didn't get retconned at all.
It probably won't. They already canceled Fantastic Four, so it doesn't matter.
So we talked about, well, we talked about Wonder Woman a little earlier.
Right.
Some casting news this week. Supposedly Sean Bean and Eva Green and somebody else that rhymes with Ean, hopefully, so we get a threesome. No, Sean Bean and Eva Green are reportedly going to be cast in the movie as Ares and Cersei. Which,
that's
cool.
I'm
cool with that.
Yeah, that's cool.
A little disappointing that Sean Bean is in a role where he may likely die. especially after living through Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, God.
That poor bastard.
Well, he's got TV show on TNT. He's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't know enough about Wonder Woman's, you know, because while the character herself is iconic, people don't really know anything about her background because they've changed it so many times. So it's if that's the case, if that's who they're going to be playing, it sounds like they are going to go more the Greek mythology route.
Yeah, which I'm totally a fan of. I think that's fine.
Yeah,
but
cool.
They're also saying that the movie is going to be sort of half and half in World War I and modern day.
Yeah.
So like the first half of the movie is going to be World War I. Second half of the movie is going to be modern
That's
day.
Interesting because typically she's associated with World War II.
Hmm.
So,
yeah, the original rumor, I remember whenever this they announced it, was that the first movie was going to be World War I, second movie was going to be, I don't know, like Vietnam era or something like that,
right.
And then third movie was going to be modern day. So maybe they either got switched up, or that first rumor was crap in the first place, who knows. But, I don't know, I guess we'll see how that story plays out. I'm not sure, so... What would be the point of doing sort of a World War I story?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I guess we'll find out in Batman versus or V Superman.
I heard a long time ago that there was some like two guys wrote a screenplay, and I think it was set during World War II. But they wrote a Wonder Woman screenplay that on spec that Warner Brothers bought. Just because they wanted to have it in their arsenal whenever they decided to do Wonder Woman. Like, they liked it that much, but they were like, we're not going to turn this into a movie, but we might want to use parts of it whenever we finally do a Wonder Woman movie. So maybe they're going to use something like that and just use aspects of that.
Yeah, maybe.
For the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know, we'll see.
We could talk about Captain Marvel. Doug's favorite news item of the week.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed by this. They reported that Marvel is
considering, but
going the boring route.
Oh my god!
And picking the we'll use Zack Snyder's phrase, flavor of the month.
Ugh.
Rebecca Ferguson from Mission Impossible 5 to be Captain Marvel. Now, I saw Mission Impossible 5. I liked Rebecca Ferguson very much. I thought she was really, really good in the role. Do I think she should be Captain Marvel? No, because it should be Emily Blunt.
See, that's why you're disappointed, is because you had someone in mind, and they're not.
Or Katie Sackhoff.
Katie Sackhoff would also work. I like Emily Blunt. I don't know anything about Rebecca Ferguson.
She's good. She's... You know who Rebecca Ferguson should be?
Hmm.
Oh, well, no, I guess she can't be her, because Scarlett Johansson's already her. I was going to say Black Widow. Well. In the Daredevil show. She's good. She's like a good fighter and stuff like that. So, like, she was very good in Mission Impossible with, like, the stunts and the fighting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she should be somebody who does more of that stuff, I think. Captain Marvel's more super heroics, I would say. I'm trying to think of who else she could be in the Marvel Universe. But actually, you know what I said? I said she should be...
should be She-Hulk?
No, no, no. What I said is she should be is that DC should snap her up and make her Catwoman going forward.
Okay.
Because they're probably not... I mean, they're going to cast Anne Hathaway again.
No.
So, the best Catwoman. sorry, Michelle Pfeiffer. Anne Hathaway wasn't brought back to life by magic cats.
You're going to bad hell.
No, I'm not. Anne Hathaway was fantastic in that part. She should have been in that movie, but right. She was great in the part anyway. She was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I liked the back and forth between her and Christian Bale. But, no, but if they're going to, you know, obviously they're going to recast Batman's whole crew, so she would be great as Catwoman. Or...
But not flavor of the week?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, because that's the other thing, because people were like, when that came out, people were like, oh, they should get her from Ms. Marvel, and I'm Captain Marvel. I'm like, she had a supporting role in Mission Impossible. It's like, Emily Blunt has, like, carried movies on her own. It's like, put her in the lead, you know, give her the Captain Marvel, you know? Yeah, I don't... And plus, they wanted to work with Emily Blunt before, but she couldn't do Black Widow because she was pregnant, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
So she had to back out. So she was going to be your Black Widow.
She was.
To be honest, I love ScarJo, but I think Emily Blunt would have been better. I think Emily Blunt's a better actress than Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson tends to play Black Widow as Scarlett Johansson a lot. And I'm like, oh, I thought you were Russian. Never mind. Yeah. So I think Emily Blunt actually would have brought an accent to it, probably. So, you know, she's probably like, she's Russian, right?
Yeah.
What's so funny
about...
Yeah,
just like a Storm should have an African accent.
Yes. I'm looking forward to the movie when they finally reveal how Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow worked for the KGB when she was probably born after it was dissolved. So I'm really looking forward to that movie. I can't wait. When's that? Is that Avengers?
They may have updated that story a little bit, Doug.
No, she didn't. No, because she said in the Captain America, to Captain America 2, she's like, I used to work for the KGB. And I'm like, I don't know how that's possible. You're 24. I don't know how you did that, but okay.
No, she was born in, I think it said 87, that movie.
Yeah, so yeah. She worked for the KGB for 3 years when she
sure
was
she did.
Zero well,
she
to
said
three.
She started young.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever.
What else we got on the Marvel side? We got Scarlet Witch. Somebody was interviewing her this week. I guess she must have a movie coming out. Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, they were interviewing Elizabeth Olsen, Matt.
Yes.
Scarlet Witch is a character that she plays in the movies.
That can't be right.
Scarlet Witch is not a real person.
I thought she played Elizabeth Olsen when
Superman.
She's not in
You
Avengers.
Saw him. He was here. Commissioner. There was a man. He was
Whatever.
Here.
Whatever. Elizabeth Olsen, if you must call her that. I call her Scarlet Witch. Anyway, she had a few interviews this week, so, you know, people were asking about Civil War. And I don't know if she was supposed to reveal this or not. But
probably not. She's probably going to get sniped in
yeah.
any day now.
She may not be in Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
No, she
confirms. Maybe they'll get Rebecca Ferguson to play Scarlet Witch.
Maybe that's what the thing is. No, she said that Baron Zemo will be the villain for Captain America 3 Civil War.
Yes, Daniel Brühl was cast a while ago. As,
yeah, a long time ago.
Baron Zemo. When you look at the cast of Civil War, you're like, how is he even going to fit into this and not be just a cameo? But she claims that he is going to be the main villain in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Baron Zemo is a great Captain America villain.
He is. I'm interested to see the design for Zemo.
I hope they just go with that purple mask. That'd be awesome. And he has to have the fur collar, too. He doesn't have the fur collar.
Fur collar, purple mask. Yeah, tiara. He's got a tiara.
He does. Mm-hmm. Look, man.
I don't,
go big or go home.
I don't think you're going to get your Luke Cage tiara.
White gloves and white boots for the Punisher. Make it happen, Marvel. Or I'll cancel my Netflix subscription.
Right. That'll show. She also mentioned that you know, there was some talk that she was not in the team photos for Team Cap and Team
yes.
Iron Man. She addressed that by saying that Scarlet Witch is a wild card. And she likes playing a wild card.
Or she just missed the photo call.
Or she was too drunk.
She was too hungover.
Yes.
from partying with
on
her
chaos magic because she is actually Scarlet Witch.
No, she's not. You are incorrect.
Oh man.
There was also a picture was released of speaking of the Legends of Tomorrow. A picture was released of Hawkman and Hawkgirl, and they look good. I thought they looked good.
Hawkgirl, I think, looks good. I mean, they're wingless.
Well, the wings are going to be CGI'd.
So, yeah. So, they'll probably be CGI'd in there. You would think, though, that for a still photo, maybe they could add the wings.
Whatever, dude. They released that photo of Diggle. I mean, so what do you want?
This is probably damage control. Yeah, right. After that...
after...
Black Nido. Yeah.
But I thought they looked good. Now, what was interesting, though, is that when I clicked on I went to the comic book resources and clicked on it. And as I clicked on it, what appeared but an ad for KFC as well. So I don't know if they're trying to say that's what their fate is going to be on the show, that they're going to be turning to KFC. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe they'll travel around in a bucket.
Maybe they will.
Let's hope so. Maybe they don't need wings.
They'll throw hot grease on people, and then that'll...
They couldn't get wings because then they would have to put a Z on the end because it's not actually chicken.
Sure.
No, I think Hawk Girl looked good. Hawk Man, I kind of wish he would get rid of the mustache because it looks a little weird.
Oh, I got to look at it again. I guess he didn't have that.
Because he's got like the Hawk Man sort of mask on, but then he's got this sort of mustache going on.
Hey, they didn't make Cesar Romero shave his, so
right.
This guy's not going to shave his either.
Same thing. So yeah, if he can lose the mustache, maybe he'll be okay. He did have the mace, so that's cool.
She just has mace.
She just had a can of mace.
Get away from me! Ew! You're a disgrace to superhero women everywhere.
So yeah, you know, I still have to watch Flash.
God.
I know.
You're so behind.
I'm waiting for it to come on Netflix. I haven't had a chance yet.
I think it's on Netflix already, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Is it on Hulu?
No.
It's on Hulu.
It is on Hulu, but lovely Time Warner is not a Hulu partner, so therefore we don't.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yet another reason to love Time Warner.
Yeah, they suck.
They, yeah. I'll be surprised if we can upload this, but, so the Legends of Tomorrow thing, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, sure.
Sure. The Legends thing.
It doesn't start until next year anyway,
right.
So who cares?
So I don't know any of the characters on the show from their respective cameos on, you know, the other CW show, Flash. Because I think the one guy, Superman, Ruth.
Adam.
Yes, he's the Adam.
Yeah.
He showed up on Flash, right?
Arrow.
He was on Arrow?
He's a main character. He was a main character in season 3 of Arrow.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, he was a main character.
So him...
Or main supporting character, I should say.
Does Hawkgirl show up?
She... Her... The actress who played her showed up at the very end of Flash. Okay. But she wasn't as Hawkgirl.
And then Captain Cold and Firestorm?
Captain... Firestorm, Captain Cold, and then there's Captain Cold's partner, I think. I forget what his character's name is, but he's the fire guy.
And, yeah.
But Firestorm is also in Flash as well.
Yes. Okay. And then, I guess, what, White Canary?
That has not happened yet.
Yeah. Well, she's dressed all in white.
Yeah.
Yeah. So her, of course, I know, but that's the extent of it. I don't know anybody else on that show. So I'm a little behind. I got to catch up. But I think, you know, maybe it could be cool. I don't know.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, that's the one show where I'm looking at, I'm like, you may have hit overload on this now.
Yeah.
The other character who could maybe possibly end up in that is Vixen, maybe. Because they're doing cartoons with Vixen, and then the rumor is that the woman, I forget who does the part, the voiceover work, she will eventually show up and do a cameo in either Arrow or Flash, because they show up in the cartoon.
Okay.
So it's very interesting. DC is doing a very good job with the TV end of things. They're going to totally screw it up when they don't make these people go into movies. That was stupid. But I did hear that Supergirl will not cross over.
Oh.
I think I heard that.
She's NBC, but still.
She's CBS.
Or CBS, whatever. Yeah.
But the thing is that CBS is basically, I think they're connected to CW, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. But But yeah, I read that somewhere that Supergirl will not, at least not this season, I don't think.
Yeah.
But maybe next season if she gets a pickup.
And yeah, and maybe one day they're going to bring Batman.
Yeah, sure.
Into the show.
He's already on it. It's called Arrow.
Yeah. Well, no, I heard season 4 was going to be lighter. Like, they're going for a lighter tone in season 4.
So they should.
Maybe he's not going to be.
Maybe they should finally turn him into Green Arrow and not.
Well, they are going to call him that.
Like, I know, yeah.
Yeah, so that was in, like,
and not keep call, not kick him on pretending he's Batman.
Yeah. We got to meet in a cave.
Because I'm Batman. I got to watch the Taylor Swift. They did the Taylor Swift parody, I guess, on How It Should Have Ended. I got to watch that. Bat Blood. I got to watch that. That video, for her video, is ridiculous. I don't understand the whole Taylor Swift. I don't get it.
I guess finally, some X-Men news.
Yes.
So when the first movie or the first photos came out,
and Entertainment Weekly, no less.
Yeah, Entertainment Weekly debuted a lot of the character designs for this movie, including the titular character of Apocalypse.
Yes.
And we've talked about this before, about the similarities to Ivan Ooze.
Yes.
Yes. So
and then what did Dirty A call him? Dream Master or something like that?
Yeah.
He called him Dream Master.
Yeah, which he does look almost exactly like. So not great, I would say, is the first impression.
Yes.
But there was a leaked image that came out this week.
Yes, they claim it's a leaked image from, I guess, the post-visual department. And there was a question to its validity because people are like, well, maybe this is just somebody who did Photoshop or... But it could be legit. It looks legit to me. If somebody did Photoshop on it, they're damn good because it looks really good. Because, and then there was another photo that was leaked, which clearly were the actors playing the X-Men. It was Ty Sheridan, Sophie, what's her last name? Grace? Sophie Grace?
Is that right?
Sansa Stark.
Yeah.
And Cody Smith McPhee as Nightcrawler. It's clearly them standing in front of a green screen. But the picture of Apocalypse, he looks a lot more like the comic book Apocalypse.
Much better.
And I'm thinking what it's going to be is, you know, if anybody reads X-Men knows, Apocalypse can change his shape. I'm thinking what it is that the Ivan Ooze look, I think that's what he uses to show people that he's, quote-unquote, more human than he is. And then I think that the real Apocalypse look is his real look, maybe. Or he's evolving throughout the movie, maybe. Because that's his whole thing, too. It's a survival of the fittest and evolution and all that stuff. So it could go either way. Either way would be cool. Yeah. You know, we'll see what happens. But if that's what he ends up looking like, it looked really, really good.
Yeah, it was way
improved. Way better. It looked almost exactly like Apocalypse from the comic book.
It did. And the eyes, I think, were a huge improvement.
Yeah, because they made them like, you know,
they were
like Storm's eyes. Like, yeah, the Storm's eyes.
Yeah, they were kind of cloudy yellow. Yeah. No, he looked really good. Even the sort of markings on his face, which can come across as kind of cartoony, those looked really good.
Yeah.
Way better than that first photo that came out. It was so bad. Terrible. See, you liked the Psylocke costume.
I did like the Psylocke costume. I like the Psylocke costume because, you know, I want X-Men, you know, now that they, you know, spoiler alert for those who didn't see Days of Future Past, now that they've kind of put the old cast to bed, basically, I do want to see them go to the original costumes. And to be totally honest, I saw some photos online, and this could have been from a while ago, I guess, but there was like, I think there was some exhibit or something like that where they had X-Men stuff. And they had, for the Wolverine, they had like his dog tags, some of the claws he used, like the hand things that he used for the claws, like the actual things.
Yeah.
And they had a photo of Jean Grey, and then they had the sword that they gave him in the Wolverine, and then they had the case, which is in the deleted scene, which has the Wolverine, the actual comic book Wolverine costume in it.
Yeah.
And it would be amazing if they got him in that costume at some point.
Yeah. They're basically
it's the yellow and brown costume, so you know it's the best.
Yeah, right. They've only got, what, one and maybe a cameo left? One movie?
The rumor, I guess the rumor that's floating around is that he will have a cameo in it. Because when they went to Comic-Con in San Diego, Bryan Singer was real coy about it. Like, he was being really coy about it. Hmm. Like, Hugh Jackman's in this movie. He's gonna be in it to some degree. I would love it if it turned out that he would, like, they kept that under wraps and, like, he actually ends up in the movie.
As one of the horsemen would be
great. As one of the horsemen would be fantastic.
But
see, I don't know if they will.
Archangel's in the movie.
Yeah, because Archangel's in the movie, which is cool. I mean, he looks like Martin Gore from Depeche Mode from the haircut they gave him. I'm like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But I like Archangel. But to me, Archangel, to be honest, Archangel doesn't make any sense to put him in unless you actually have Warren Worthington in it in the first place. Like, if he was in First Class and then he became Archangel, it's like, oh, that's cool. But, you know, just sticking him in this movie and saying, oh, now he's Archangel, who gives a crap? Yeah. You know, it's like Darth Maul in Phantom Menace.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, so.
Looks cool, I guess.
If they made Wolverine one of the horsemen, that would be fantastic. Yeah. They could still make Wolverine War, maybe.
Yeah.
That would make sense, because you know, I mean, look what they did. I mean, I hate to say this, but it was one of the cool parts of Origins, was the opening credit scene where he's like, when he and Sabretooth are in all the wars, you know, basically from like the late 1800s on. Or no, it was Civil War, I guess.
Yeah, Civil War.
And, you know, so that was cool. You know, so if they could make him War, technically. But at the end of, at the end of Days of Future Past, Mystique picks Wolverine up, and she was disguised as Stryker. They'll probably give him the adamantium. And then, if you remember from the cartoon, this wasn't in the comic, but in the cartoon, when they did Apocalypse, Mystique worked for him. Mm-hmm. And so maybe they're kind of maybe working that in. I don't know, though, because she shows up in the pictures shown, I guess, from Apocalypse. She shows up on Xavier's side, almost. Like, she's there working with them, so
it's like Storm and Psylocke are going to be with Apocalypse.
Yeah, and people might not think that the Storm thing makes sense, but it does, because if he's from Africa, that's where he picked her up, apparently.
Yeah.
And then Psylocke, I mean, her costume, you know, say what you want about it, you know, with the design they did in the 90s, Jim Lee did with it, but it looks exactly like that.
It does look exactly like
that. As long as they do her side blade, that'd be awesome.
Then it appears she will have it. Because in some of the images she's put on Instagram, she's had, like, the CGI holder, basically, for the side blade.
Nice.
Yeah. So you can see it looks like a little paper thing that she's kind of holding. It's just a placeholder for the side blade.
Right.
So, yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we'll see what happens. And you said that the rumor is that the Martian will be when they
The trailer. Yeah, the rumor is that the first trailer will be attached to the Martian.
Cool. And that's the very first weekend in October, I believe. And it's getting pretty good reviews, actually, Martian.
Yeah.
Yeah, so X-Men Apocalypse. When's that come out? End of May?
Yeah.
Memorial Day, probably?
Yeah, end of May 2016. So Cap 3 will be at the beginning of May. Mm-hmm. X-Men Apocalypse at the end. We have Batman v Superman in
March.
March.
The last March 26th or something like that.
Okay. And then Deadpool's in February.
Yes, Deadpool's in February. Yep. I think it's Valentine's Day, actually.
Yeah.
I think it is Valentine's Day.
Another image came out from that this week.
Judy Blume book?
Yeah, he was reading a Judy Blume book there with Negasonic Teenage Warhead. Sure. Yeah. I cannot wait. I love it. Nobody's even going to get a Judy Blume reference now.
No, they won't. They really won't.
Nope. So,
all right. Well, I guess that'll do it for this episode of the Crossover Podcast. And thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot. See you later.